As you've probably noticed, stocks have rebounded dramatically off their March lows. However, consumer sentiment is hovering near the lowest level in nearly a decade. Paul Vigna, markets reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says the divergence is one of many realities investors are struggling to reconcile. Paul, what did you look at?
What we ended up doing was just looking at the monthly percentage change of the S&P 500 and the monthly percentage change of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey, and found that in April, the gulf between those two changes was wider than it had been going back to 1978, which was as far back as we could go with the data.
Okay. Jeez.
So what has happened in this pandemic is that basically, and look, I mean, also, you're trying to take the opinions and attitudes of hundreds of millions of people and reduce them down to numbers. So, I mean, take all of this with somewhat of a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. But what we saw was that in April, as the stock market was surging, people were becoming less and less optimistic. And, it's interesting to me is that the story really kind of struck a nerve. It got much more traffic than I thought it would get, and it got a lot more commentary than I thought it would get. So what that actually tells me is that this is something people are concerned about. And I think our story really just kind of scratched the surface of what to me is sort of a real issue. Why is the stock market going up so much, and why are consumers feeling the way they're feeling?
I can understand why consumers feel the way they feel. When you talk about roughly 40 million Americans out of work, and a guy who maybe arguably in me knows the basics of how the market works, I'm looking at it going 40 million Americans out of work means there's not a lot of discretionary spending going on, which means restaurants are hurting, stores are hurting.
Right.
Why would their stock prices be going up? So what's each side telling us then? What is each side saying in reaction to all this? And by each side, I mean the consumer and investors.
Right. So look, from the investors, I think there are a couple of things going on here. One is just sort of a blind faith optimism that things are going to get better and we should buy stocks now. Two is that there's a chance the market's overstating point one. I want to keep in mind too, like, this pandemic is real. It is costing, it's 100,000 lives now just in the United States. That's 100,000 people, 100,000 families. That's what really matters. But the market is saying that this is going to end at some point, and that is true. This is going to end at some point. The question is when. And if the market is buying now as if this is, we're already 18 months down the road, then the market's got 18 months to sit on its hands and wait for the world to catch up to the valuation. Mm. The third important thing, though, I think you cannot lose sight of is the fact that the central bank, the Federal Reserve, is pumping a couple of trillion dollars worth of liquidity into the capital markets. And they did this in 2008. They've done this at other crises. And I mean, really, I've described it this way before. The only way you can really think about it is it's almost like, and I've never had this, but, foie gras duck, where, basically what they're doing is they're force feeding fat into the ducks, down the duck's throat. The Fed is shoving money down the market's throat.
Okay.
And when people are given money in the capital markets, they're going to go buy things. They're buying stocks. So to some extent, what's happening in the stock market really isn't even a commentary on the fundamentals of where companies and corporate earnings are going. It's about what the Federal Reserve is doing.
Wow. We're speaking with Paul Vigna, markets reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called "The Stock Market and Consumer Sentiment Are Telling Different Stories." In some cases, I guess, or in the way some people may feel, is this haves versus have-nots?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's also to the extent that that has always been the stock market. I mean, to be in a position where you can buy stock, you kind of already have to be a have.
Okay.
There are not many people who are living paycheck to paycheck who have big 401k holdings or big direct stock holdings. Mm. So, yes, I mean, that's just part of the market story and always has been. I think, though, to kind of really answer your question, I think that has become a more acute point over the past years and over the past months, even more so. And to the extent that that causes you know, to put it politely, some social dissonance.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Vigna, markets reporter at The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.